Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
It's always cool to speak to this guy. He always offers so much insights, and I know I say that every time when I'm about to speak to him, but it's really, really true. He just like drops these bombs of wisdom in terms of what media looks like in the 21st century 2 minutes into a conversation. Let's say what's happening to the head of multimedia at the Times Media Group, Dan Calderwood. Dan, how's it going?
Yeah, good on yourself, Ari. Thanks for having me on board again.
Such a pleasure. It was so fantastic to see you at our Nelson Mandela Day activation where we had to donate our great on the 18th of July. And it was really, really cool to have you there. Did you think it was cool? Was it awesome?
Ari, it was beyond that. Hey, like I came away from that event just being like, I actually want to go into teaching. It was the most humbling experience I've done in a very, very long time to just be involved with it. It was something special.
You're also all over social media on that day. Through the video that you created, dropped some really powerful wisdom. What I liked most about what you said was finding something to be good at and then really, you know, taking ownership of that space. And you do this with the work that you're doing in a South African media context. This idea, though, of getting really good at something, what does that take? What does one need to be prepared to give of oneself in order to find one thing and be really good at it?
Sure. Well, I think it takes a lot of work. I mean, you've got to sort of really put your all into it. I think you know, it's so hard nowadays because there's so many opportunities available to everyone all the time. You know, like you can take travel, for example. You know, previously you couldn't just hop on a plane or buy a ticket online and then, you know, head, you know, if you have the resources, obviously. You know, so it's the same with like choosing a career or choosing a passion or choosing something that you want to pursue. There's just so much available to you, everyone these days, that you just kind of, you hone in on it. And I guess it's something that, you know, everyone tries something, it doesn't work, then you try again or you go at it again and it's thing. But for me, it kind of, if you get good at it, you kind of keep practicing, I guess, and you just keep like learning from one day to the next. I guess like with me, the learnings that I spend every day doing what I really do love and I passionately do enjoy telling digital stories and engaging audiences in a digital space, whichever platform, you know, social platform, mobile device, whatever. But I never leave that day knowing and saying, you know, I'm at the top of my game, this is it, you know, I can't learn anything more. I always go, you know, okay, what did we do that we can improve on yesterday to make today better or to take things forward?
Talk to me for a second about people who look at the world and look at the impact of digital and find it all very overwhelming and actually say, you know what, I'm not going to pursue skills in a digital space because it's consistently changing. Jobs might exist in 5 years from now that we never thought would exist. Like, you know, when you were studying, the work that you're doing now wasn't a thing at all. You wouldn't have had any idea that you would land up where you did. So talk to me about confronting that reality and making it work for you and flipping that switch.
Yeah, I think you've just got to be really open to not being prescriptive and definitive in what you choose. I mean, I think you summed it up really nicely with your toaster metaphor and at the Future of Media conference or no, the Next Generation conference, sorry. And I think it's exactly that you just, you know, one day you said one day you know, a toaster was technology, the next day it was habit.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that. You choose a career and you go along your career and I think, you know, the world is ever changing and I think everyone's careers are changing all the time as, you know, as technology evolves and as we get used to technology. But it's just being open to it, I guess. I guess it's just being like, okay, really, I think you've got to have that knowledge as well and really be informed that, you know, this is where the world is going now. This is how people are consuming content and be like, okay, I'm going to carve out a space within that. And you've kind of got to stay on top of the trend. And I guess that you can apply that to everything. I mean, you can look at a doctor's profession. I mean, they've got to know the latest equipment to carry out an operation. They can't just be sort of like, yes, I learned the skills on how to do a surgical operation 20 years ago, which is different to now. So I guess you just got to take the learnings day by day and apply that.
This is the year where we want everyone to start your great. What do you do when you get out of bed in the morning? How do you get going, Dan? Luckily, we're coming out of winter now. So if I'd asked this 3 months ago, you probably would have said, I don't want to get out of bed.
I'm a morning person, eh? Like, okay. The mornings for me, I'm early to bed, early to rise. So, I mean, the first thing I do is pick up my mobile phone and I look at what's going on. Yeah. I kind of, you know, I've got a couple of places I go check to see news that I might have missed while I was sleeping, or start looking at planning the day ahead. That's how I get started. And then I start, you know, slowly work into a cup of coffee and I sort of sit morning in the sun, like as summer is coming into it. And yeah, I just have, I work from home for about an hour before so I can miss the traffic to work. But it's probably my most productive hour because I'm quietly alone and I'm gathering my thoughts. I'm planning my sort of like action for the day and like how I'm going to execute the day. And then I kind of like arrive at work, go straight into meetings and production, and we go from there. Obviously changes during the day as any new cycle does. But that first hour at home is my most like golden hour.
Yeah, it's about being focused and having no distractions, because the second you walk into a newsroom, I would imagine it's just absolute chaos.
Yeah, chaos, and then you're being pulled in 100 different directions.
Listen, it's always great chatting to you. Just before we wrap this up, I have to commend you on the amazing work that you've done with the local government elections over at the Times Media, the portal that you developed, just the rolling coverage that you've had, the way you've integrated it into social media. And let's wrap it up with this, because these elections, you know, people have gone out, they've voted. South Africa has one of the highest voter turnout rates, you know, around the world. Granted, it's never going to be 100%, but we do pretty well for a country that exercises our rights to vote. Just wrap it up with some thoughts on this year's elections and, you know, what you're taking away in a positive way from the elections.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can settle on the overused, you know, people express their democratic right to vote and the people spoke. I mean, we can use those to really sort of sum it up, but without being too cliche in that sort of delivery. But I really do think that, you know, it was the first time that suddenly local. This is the interesting thing about this elections is that people treated them as general elections, and they were actually local elections because they had the opportunity to express how they wanted the country to go forward and how they weren't happy with how the country was being run. So I think that for me is the overarching thing, that the kind of people really saw this as their opportunity to change and to make a difference and what they believed was. What they believe is the right way. And I think for in South African politics, it's the first time in, you know, a very, well, I think, and probably don't quote me on this, but I think since like apartheid, since we were, you know, since 94, that there's actually been, you know, a really strong opposition. You know, the ANC has really kind of, you know, realized that they can't rest on their laurels. So, which is a good thing, because I think that it's going to make them a stronger party and it's going to make them, you know, deliver on their promises, which, you know, at the end of the day, it's better for everyone. And I think that's kind of, you know, I hope that everyone sort of takes that forward.
Absolutely. Well, it is fantastic that people went to the polls and they did so in their numbers. In an ideal world, it would be 100% voter turnout, but we did pretty good by international standards. And again, the coverage that you did over at Times Media was fantastic around the elections and just making sure that everybody was up to date with everything happening. Thank you very much. That there is a Dan Calderwood. Dude, thanks so much for the hang.
Thanks, Ari, and thanks. Yeah, it's a team effort on our side. But yeah, we're really, really, really chuffed with the stuff we're doing. And yeah, thanks for your support always. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.